Blog Talk Radio.
Health Options Directions for Truth show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Hi, Richard. I have a wonderful announcement. It is so cool. I can't hardly stand it.
cool.
To be able to tell people. We're going to be talking about pre-vaccination risk factors, and we've talked about that before and announced that people who couldn't use quercetin, which is a biflavonoid, they're the kids that get damaged. And so we wanted to get quercetin available to everybody. I was talking to the people on the portal, and this is the exciting news. They're going to do any and everybody's vocal print to test them against pre-vac for the next 24 hours for free. Pre-vaccination risk factors.
Wow.
So if you've got a kid in your family, if you're an adult that you think you've been damaged by a vaccination, you can go to soundhealthportal.com and submit a vocal print, and they'll give you back a preliminary report and to see if somewhere along the line you've been damaged by vaccines. When you were in the hospital, Richard, for that year, did they poke you full of vaccines?
Not once I was conscious. I mean, I'm certain they did. Well, I'm certain they did. There was a lot of that going on. And then once I became more cognitive, particularly after the first surgery, which was the really gnarly one. Well, they were all gnarly. Anyway, I do remember coming out kind of resurfacing and somebody coming up to me with a needle. And I was like, what? Like, what are you doing? Not like a medication, but like just we want to give you this. And I'm like, no vaccines. No, none of that. Stop that. And that's when we established that I was a cranky old guy, but I wasn't dead.
Well, you had a right to be cranky. There is so much going on right now with vaccines that I can't wait to get started with the show. But I know you have at least one announcement. You always do, about Mother Earth and all the good things. We do this show because we think the information that we share with you will help you make better decisions for your family and your life. And it's not like we are on here to fill in information so we can sell some kind of product. We don't have commercials, I don't think. Maybe some people would consider what we're doing commercial, but we do this as a labor of love about what is going on. So
First, I'll do this briefly, and then I'll do my announcement short announcement. That for people over at WebEx on Tuesdays, we do WebEx feed as well as Blog Talk Radio feed. Feed meaning, you know, audio from WebEx. I mean, audio from Blog Talk Radio. And video and audio over there on WebEx. And I put that information in this chat for people at Blog Talk Radio that want to see what we're going to be talking about as Sherry runs charts or shows charts. And then for people who want to hear the show as soon as possible afterwards, after the show, about 15 to 20 minutes after we end the show, you can go to soundhealthoptions.com, click on the radio tab, and then click on the radio, the Blog Talk Radio Archives tab, and there'll be a player there that shows the last five shows, and this show will be at the top of the list. So there's that. And then, the video Sherry usually has up within 12-ish hours. Can I say that? Probably about 12 hours? Maybe less?
Yeah, usually.
And that you'll be able to find by going to soundhealthoptions.com and for today's show, clicking on Directions for Truth. So there's that. Then
this is the little Blog Talk Radio show thing. The last one we did is Your Brain Making You Fat. And there's a lot of things that you can go back and listen to as well as watch. The ones on Sunday that we do, boy, it's a powerful one on Sunday, this Sunday. Gee, about how to survive in jail when the CIA puts you away. That's going to be a doozy.
Yikes.
But you can go back and listen to all of these Sunday ones, and you can watch the Power Hour and Direction for Truth ones. We're looking at Blog Talk Radio show. This is just a little player, but if you want to watch the shows, let's go back to Happy Hour. I think that one's up from last week. So where it tells you to go watch the video, I put the actual video in there that we recorded while the show was going on.
And sometimes, particularly on the Direction for Truth and the Happy Hour shows, when Sherry's running charts or showing something on the screen, the Tuesday shows are particularly visual, whereas the Sunday shows tend to be more of us interviewing people, so it's more audio. So we don't do video now on Sundays. Okay, so my short announcement has to do with the headline of this article. Take a deep breath, Sherry. Collecting rainwater, now illegal in many states, as big government claims ownership over our water.
Well, they've already tried to take the wells and say that any well that I drilled and paid for, they can control.
Yep. So now they're doing it for water we're collecting in rain barrels, which I know many people, particularly having been in California during these past nearly 8 years of more than 8 years of drought conditions here, lots of people collected gray water or would save their, you know, dish washing water and drums or collect rainwater when it did rain or any kind of collection, even had dew collecting systems. Well, now they're actually saying, oh, no, you can't do that. That's illegal. You can't do that. It's our water. And there was an example of a gentleman. This is currently the states that I'm seeing here are Utah, Oregon, Colorado, and others, Washington State. A gentleman in Oregon was convicted of collecting. This blows my mind that I'm even reading this as a line. A man was convicted in Oregon for collecting rainwater and snow runoff on his rural property, and he surrendered on 2012 and served 30 days in jail for doing that.
What did he do with the water?
I don't know. They took it.
What do they think? The water and all the lakes and oceans belong to them too?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I mean, I'm certain there's a founder in this field, T. Boone Pickens, who was formerly an oil guy, got out of the oil business, and he was huge, and bought all the water rights to the largest aquifer, I believe, in the United States, which spreads over four states. So he privatized that aquifer and owns it, even though it's under other states. And so I think there's probably a trend of people seeing water as a profit center, and this is how the government, you know, it's just mind-numbing, as I say, that I'm reading a line that says convicted of collecting rainwater. Convicted of collecting rainwater. Really? This is what we've come to? It's mind-blowing. I'll put the link in both chats.
I would think water belongs to God. Any argument there?
Not if the government can get, you know, taxes off of it or whatever they want. Yes, I agree with you.
Why not air?
Give them a chance. They'll figure it out. If they can figure it out, they will.
I thought it was stupid when they wanted to take over a well that I had drilled and paid for.
Yeah. Yep.
Good grief. You know, I see a lot of this, like what's going on in the vaccination field, that you've got these people at the top that are making the money and selling the water and whatever. Like, look at it at vaccines. They are creating vaccines, and we did find a thing about the CDC owns some of the vaccines. And so they're mandating that you take the vaccine and then putting the money in their pocket. And there are so many people out here now that are hurt, and they're just deciding that enough's enough. You know, what David Kirby, was he one of the very first people who decided he was going to look at this and try to expose it? Let me see if I can put that up.
But I'm not sure.
This is from one of our Guardian. Well, this is just about vaccines. Here it is. David Kirby was one of the very first people. He was a reporter, and he decided that all of this silly stuff about vaccines was just too dumb, and he was going to expose all of these exposers, or I don't know what you call them, vaccine arguers. And once he started getting into this and saw the cover-up, he wrote a book about the opposite. And there's been so much going on and showing that the CDC really knew what was happening. They knew that this was going to be detrimental to these kids. Dirty vaccines, contaminants. It just, so many people have gotten damaged now. And just like we're being damaged by the government taking over our water and our taxes and our oil fields and our coal fields, they're collecting the money at the expense of the people. And one of the things that was sent to me today, Sherry Tenpenny sent it. She said, you should never sign refusal to vaccinate document that this is going, she's an MD, this is going around to doctors. And one of the things that it says, I think I made this in yellow here, maybe not. There are 12 reasons why no parent can sign this document unless they are interested in being statutorily charged with neglect or intentionally causing harm. Repeating more boldly, this document, if signed, could be used to have you and your children removed from your custody. And this is if you refuse to get them vaccinated. It was created to stand up in court, which is why they require the parent's signature to be witnessed. Now, this is going around to the doctors, and the doctors are making parents who refuse vaccines sign this. And Sherry Tenpenny says, time to find a new doctor. This document, now being used to overcome vaccine awareness, is the most diabolical strategy possible. And I'm quoting Sherry Tenpenny, what she said. It is unlikely that physicians have any idea what they are asking their patients to sign or to sign away. It is essentially a signed confession. So please read and understand why no one should sign it and why it's really something other than it appears to be. The refusal to vaccinate document was created by the CDC, Center for Disease Control, the same people that went ahead and vaccinated young black children, even though they knew the MMR was going to hurt them, and that's been proven. Dr. Thompson came out with that information because they kept harming these children, and he just had enough. Okay, was created by the CDC or the American Academy of Pediatrics Legal Department as a response to the growing number of toxic vaccines recommended by them and the growing number of parents who are becoming educated on this issue. According to CDC recommendations, our children should now receive 37 doses of vaccines between the age of 0 and 16. And there's a schedule here. And I will put this into the chat. You need to tweet and retweet and send this out to everybody you know that they can't be fooled into signing this. It is just really ridiculous. We've had Alan Phillips on our show. He's an attorney, and he's against vaccines. And he's one of the people who went over this. This document attaches a child ID number that will be identifiable in an electronic record system across the country. Everyone, from the school to the NSA, will be able to determine who is and who is not vaccinated. The scientific term for HPV vaccine is listed to discourage parents from making the connection to the dangerous HPV called Gardasil. And we have some information about that. Establishing a vaccine history is part of the police state registry system set up to track your vaccination status. And it goes on giving a lot of information about this is misleading. There's a little known law now that if you go to jail, guilty or not, they can vaccinate you if they want for anything. You go to the hospital and they can refuse you service until you are vaccinated or until you decide to sign this. Again, the parent is misled to think the truth about vaccine risks is on the CDC website. The doctor has the vaccine package inserts right in his or her office. Why it's not offered and explained to the parent? The physicians themselves may or may not have read them. However, physicians are certainly aware that if the parent reads the official risks put out by the drug companies, they would refuse the vaccines. Now, not only that, but the government has given the vaccine companies carte blanche to do whatever they want with no responsibility, no repercussions. These vaccine makers cannot be held responsible for any damage whatsoever. And Sherry Tenpenny ends with, this is not only going to be for children, the next step is that it will be for adults. And if you want to see this as population control, if you want to see it as a way to cull the people who have bad genetics, who happen to have a problem, and if they take these vaccines, they'll probably die or be greatly damaged. And I'm putting this link in also to a video that I think is wonderful that Sherry Tenpenny did. Incredible person that is standing up and fighting for your rights, your rights of your children and adults to not take these vaccines. So as we look at maybe Gardasil, we've looked at this before on the show and looked at several pieces of literature. This is one that is on our site. And one of the things that I find despicable about this particular vaccine is that if you look at the references at the bottom, it tells you that the government gave, well, Judicial Watch, gave $1.2 million to promote Gardasil among low-income minority girls in rural America and in inner cities. Now, you know bioacoustically that everything is something else by its frequency. And we decoded all of the frequencies that deal with, well, the ones we knew at the time. There's a few more now. This HPV, this Gardasil, it's got another name to it. I can't remember it. But the frequency for the HPV-1, and you're given a choice, or maybe they just randomly give you a different one, that's the parathyroid hormone frequencies that's necessary for ovulation and fertility. There's two 11s. I think one of them is a control, and it's just a mood regulator, Valium or something like that. And then HPV-11 is a hormone required to maintain pregnancy, progesterone. It's also the measles virus and also a herpes virus. HPV-16, vitamin A, essential for fertility, and NADPH, an enzyme from the liver that's associated with male infertility, and then calcitonin, again, which is necessary for calcium. And HPV-18 is directly to the hundredths. It's the frequency of estrogen and testosterone. So my thought here, and I have to say it's my opinion, because I don't want to go to jail and be shot up with all of these vaccines is that this was developed to decrease fertility. And you can look at the frequencies and some of the things that have happened to these girls. This vaccine is unproven. It has been shown not to be tried to see what long-term consequences are. When you begin to look at this from the perspective of Diane Harper, the lead researcher concerning Gardasil, she says that 70% of all HPV infections, which is like warts on the cervix, the head of the uterus, resolve themselves within a year. And within 2 years, that percentage climbs to 90%. Dr. Harper also states that Gardasil would do little to prevent cancer, and she does not recommend Gardasil or Cervarix, that's the other name, to anyone younger than 15. Now, this was sold in Texas and mandated by Governor Perry then that girls should have this, and so many girls were damaged that they retracted that, but they turned right around and went to California and got it passed in California, and they're now giving this as a cancer preventive to girls 12 years and up without permission from their doctor or their family, and they're giving it to boys as young as 9. Thank you, Steve. Steve put another link in the chat for people. Well, Dale put one in. A lot of them. There's just been an incredible amount of this go on about these vaccines and the damage to these vaccines, cover-ups, contamination. There is a couple of sites online that really give you good information about this, and one of them is Barbara Lowe Fisher. She is the head of the National Vaccine Information Center, and they so hate this woman. Her site is nvic.org. So somebody went in and put nvic.com, and it's a porno site. And they only did that after she got the .org. But we did her voice. She is one of the most truthful people we have ever seen, along with Ron Paul and Gwen Olson, who wrote an expose about the pharmaceutical company. This is Paul Offit, and he is one of the creators of the rotavirus vaccine. He is one of the largest, I should say bioacoustically speaking, he is one of the biggest fibbers we've seen in a long time. This is Barbara Lowe Fisher's focal print that you're looking at, and you can see it's very full. It's emotional. It's for a good purpose. Let's see if we have his. I don't know if we have Offit's here, but it is. That's just a printout of what she was saying. Offit is not telling the truth. He is leaving a lot of information out, and he's filling his pockets with this vaccine that Barbara Lowe Fisher reports about. When we look at these things bioacoustically, where we can tell whether people are fibbing or not, let's look at one of the things that we did when they were trying to get all of this passed in California. This is Bill Blaxel. He is a parent, has children, and he is speaking out against giving our children, giving his children, anybody's children, vaccines without telling the parents, because kids have died from this. And here is Lisa Fayed, who is saying, if you were a good parent, you'd be in good conversation and communication with your children. You know, it's when she says she's an advocate. Now, he's kind of a stumbly, bumbly speaker. But when you look at Lisa Fayed and you use our nano voice, which is on soundhealthoptions.com, you can download this and look at it. And if you see somebody's vocal print that looks they only have four notes filled up, they are withholding information. Not only is this article a good thing about showing you who's telling the truth, but it's good information about this Gardasil. The other thing in her voice is it's two completely separated pieces. And a lot of her voice is in fantasy. And if you want to know how to interpret this stuff, when you download the nano voice to use, and it's free. Did you want to say something, Richard?
No, I stumbled onto I made the screen big enough so I could see the numbers and was like just making an – it just happened. An audio sounded like, whoa.
Because all of her stuff's in fantasy?
Yeah, and they're big numbers in fantasy. Wow.
787 in fantasy. Normal's 42. And FNF sharp is totally missing. The balance between perception and action. I just find this incredible that anybody would believe her. This is Bill Blaxel. He's a very strong foundation. He does have B missing, which is nerves, and C, which is ego. But D sharp is very, very high, and that's information brokering. And this is from a very gut level. Look at his very, very strong, strong foundation. Just incredible. And he has this little teeny tiny ego up here in fantasy of 10, where she had 700 and something, and has a score of 57 in a note of D. I think I'm doing this to help other people. But you can tell he was unprepared for the show. She is very, very polished. And you can see he has a very strong foundation. This bottom green line shows all of his foundational information, where with Lisa Fayed, most of hers, over half of her numbers, are in fantasy. She's thinking she's doing the right thing, but it's so over the top, overblown. She's just not sure of what she's saying. She has 144 score in naivete, that this is going to be helpful for the people. So I think she has been paid to do this. I can't prove it. But it's certainly not her idea or her foundation, because there would be more information in this bottom green line for her if it was really coming from her soul. And you can see with Blaxel, it is. I think maybe some of this is because he has children and Lisa Fayed does not. She's just saying, if you had a good communication with your children, this shouldn't be a problem. So you who are afraid of us giving your 12-year-olds vaccines and not telling you, you just don't have a good relationship with your children. Knowing this can cripple and kill their children. This, there's not a word in the English language bad enough to describe this. There are some really good people out there with some good information. Sherry Tenpenny is one, saying no to vaccines. Vaccines, what CDC documents and science reveal, that vaccines are not a good willy-nilly herd kind of thing. You know, it's good for the herd, so if your kid dies, then that's just too bad. It's also being looked at now in generations of fancy show dogs and show cows, and they're causing damage to the animals. Now, we don't have quite as quick turnaround, so we can see more of the damage there, but there is callous disregard from Andrew Wakefield. His book is wonderful about how this destroys the gut and causes allergies. We've got things about the flu vaccine. One of them, this is Dr. Andrew Molden, and he is a is a psychiatrist. He's an MD. He's a neurophysicist. He proved before and after vaccines cause mini strokes, micro strokes. We said that for years. And then he came out and proved it. This is a little girl that the government actually gave her family millions of dollars because they proved that the vaccine caused the autism. So there is so much information out here about all of this and what it's causing. We feel like providing this vaccine testing pre-vac program is one of the things that we can do to help bring this to light and to offer online at thesoundhealthportal.com a way for you to have you, yourself, your children, your grandchildren, that we've never, ever done this before. Here's a portal. Go test anybody you know for free on the portal to see if they were vaccine damaged, to see if they are ready to get a vaccination. And we sent this information to Bill Gates and said, let's create a pre-vaccination information program. Not just vaccinate everybody willy-nilly. Let's see who's ready. A lot of the times they vaccinate when there's a fever. That causes a problem. They vaccinate when there's not enough biflavonoids. That's a problem. And then they're going to add trauma, insult to injury by saying, sign this and say you're a bad parent if you're not going to get these dirty, distorted vaccines that have not been tested. Just how stupid do they think we are? Maybe they don't think we're stupid. That's why they're making the laws to demand it so that they can do with this what they will. So if we have to get the vaccines, PREVAC also has information in there and how to undo the damage. So we'd like to ask all of you to send the information about this show and what we're going to do next, a live demonstration of this program on our portal. Would you like to be my guinea pig? I did not prepare this portal. I'm going to have to do that.
I could do a little tap dancing while we're... Yes, I'd be happy to.
Go for the tap dancing while I change this around.
I'm spinning plates like crazy. The chat is just over at WebEx is just amazing with the amount of stuff that you guys, Steve and Dale and everyone else is posting about, I like Dale's. I'm not laughing because it isn't true. I'm just laughing that, Dale posted this great link about, of course, the chat is now moving so fast, I lost it, about the Hippocratic Oath, about do no harm. First, do no harm. Really? I don't know. I think that's been set aside.
I don't know.
Dogmatic belief that everybody should be vaccinated because the lobbyists that support, there was an article in here, one of the articles talking about somebody got $30 million. Vaccine doctor, Paul, boy, if this, I could just get this to stand still, it'd be much easier to read. Dr. Paul Ott, there it is, given at least $30 million to push vaccines as part of a $182 million sale by the hospital of its worldwide royalty interest in the Merck-Rotac vaccine. $30 million, one doctor. A lot.
Well, I think this is our way of fighting back. And we're going to start an entire vaccine project. Client. Vaccine project, VACC project, and its birthday is today, 04 18-2017. Now, when you go on to the site, the soundhealthportal.com, and you ask to submit a vaccine project, we will get the data. Region, how about world? And we want to save and close, because that's our new project. So we're going to bring in a voice. Anybody know they have vaccine damage, or I can use Richard's voice from last week just to show how easy it is. I'd like to, you raise your hand or just put it in the chat that you'll volunteer. Yes, I agree, Reed. We can look at that. We have a whole detox program. Yes, they have proven there's detox in aluminum and lead and squalene and body parts. Reed, you want to volunteer for us? I'm going to open your mic. You're unmuted, Reed. Do you want to volunteer to be our guinea pig this evening?
Yes, I would.
Okay. This is the Audacity program we're going to use. We're going to create a wave sample. Now you can down. Hold on.
Do you want me to?
Hold on. You can download this from our site, soundhealthoptions.com. Go to downloads, go to radiation, and there is a textbook there that you can download, and it gives you information on how to run this Audacity program and download it. So, Reed, we need 30 seconds of your voice. 1, 2, 3. This is the time. I'm going to hit the red button. We assume everybody has already gone to edit and changed all their preferences. The 32,000 16-bit and mono. And all of this is in your book also. There are a ton. I shouldn't say a ton. There are a lot of tutorials that show you how to do this. Okay, Reed, can you stay as still as you can so we don't have any external noises?
Yes, sorry.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, just describe what you want us to consider. Go.
Well, I'd say as a child, I was always chronically sick. I had severe chronic sinus infections, and at age 6 had my adenoids removed. And I would say once I got into college, I experienced some aggravation of symptoms. I lost a lot of weight, and I've been battling some depression issues, severe anxiety, just debilitating aches and stuff, and have lack of motivation, things like that.
Okay, well, let's see if it has anything to do with PrevAC. And the other thing that we can do is look at all 100 of our databases and see what comes up for you. Okay, I stopped this at 31 seconds. We can, if there's any external noises like slaps or dog whistles or something, we can chop it out. You roll over it and you just hit this little scissors. So I'm not going to save this. I'm going to export it as audio. And I'm going to put Reed online. Now, I'm going to put this in my Waves file. And that's another thing. These tutorials show you how to set up your computer to be able to do every step very simply of what I'm going to do. So I'm saving that. Okay, I'm going to mute you, Reed, because we're hearing you typing. Okay, so I'm just going to, I'm at the portal. I'm going to do my vaccine project, and he's going to be the first one. I'm going to browse into my Waves. Well, I just lost Waves. And there he is. I've set up my computer just to make this really handy. Reed. so we know where we got it from. So I need to save and close. I'm going to open this, and I want to go to my report template. I'm going to go to PrevAC first. That's the name of the program, Pre-Vaccination Risk Factors. And just open. I'm going to use it, but I'm going to say, look at this active template and tell me what the issues are here. You can do it just by highs and lows. And this is going to give me a readout. Now, what did that take? 5 minutes? 3 minutes? Were you timing it, Richard, by any chance? There's the evaluation. And it has a high relevance. It's 550. I need to move this a little so we can see the bottom here. So I want to open this. It has 14 issues, one a relevance of 40. Boy, that's a high relevance. So we can expand all of this. And the first one, it says that his superoxide dismutase is low, and that really helps revitalize the cell. Bromelain is low. Inflammation can help decrease. Leptin is high. A fat melter, that's probably why you're losing weight. Serotonin is low. That can cause depression. Acetylcarnitine low. That helps the heart, the brain, the muscles. Prostaglandins, E2, that's good that it's low because this can cause inflammation. But it stimulates contractions of the uterine and bronchial smooth muscles. So some prostaglandins are good to help the body do things. Arginine is low. That's not good for males, and that also to be low, and it also helps with detox. But let's go back and look at your WAVE file. And this is organized by, wow. I'm surprised it didn't pick up this one. I don't know what that one is. Let's see. Is it 54 cycles per second or 60? I mean, that might be the 60-cycle hum from something. Is your microphone wire crossed over any kind of electrical wire? That can cause that kind of, that's a little trauma spike. But let's go back to pull points, and let's pull points by just your current situation. And let's go into report options and look at what your PrevAC, let's change this because we need to know who this is. PrevAC, having a little trouble changing this. Points, I'm going to do current, and I'm going to do all the report templates together. And I'm getting nothing here. I'm doing something wrong, and I don't know what I'm doing. It should, because I didn't save and close, so it's not going to show me anything. It usually takes it about 10, 12 seconds to read all of these at once. This is where you can get a priority of where you, what you really need to look at. It's by Alpha right now, but it's going to pop up here in a moment, I hope, and rearrange these in terms of what's most important for your body. Well, it says okay, but it didn't do anything. Well, is it at the bottom and I just can't see it? No?
Check the columns and make sure you got relevance showing.
Well, I can't check it here.
Yes, ma'am. You just click in the, there you go, column chooser.
Nothing.
Got me.
I think it's in some kind of stuck mode or something. Because I did the wrong sequence. It won't even cancel, it won't do anything. When that happens, and this is just my ineptness, if Mike was on with us, he would tell me where to go. Sometimes it's just one little stupid button that I forget to punch. So if I can make mistakes, then you guys can learn how to go back and look at it too. So there's our vaccine project evaluation. Well, it's got variance and relevance. Hypertension, heart tracker, 387. I don't need variance. I need number of hits. Full name, client created. Good grief. I've lost the whole thing. George is not here either. He knows how to run this thing better than I do. Ah! There it is. Okay, let's do it by hits first. You can ignore medications because that is a way that we match medications with the person for it to be most efficient. So yours is 97 hits in PTSD, 94 in superbrain, fatty liver. Let's go look, 23%, and that's a high percentage, but it's medications, so I'm going to ignore it. But this is the way that we can look at any of these. Hearing loss, 30%, 25%, 22%. So what were your symptoms?
I've been noticing extreme lack of energy and depression, anxiety, insomnia mainly.
I don't think we have insomnia. Let me look.
More just difficulty falling asleep.
Well, I think we have sleep. But you also want to do fatigue?
Yeah, I've been experiencing quite a bit.
Okay, we've got a reading here that says, you know, we need to look here and here and here and here. But less, I don't know if I can get frequency hits from here at all. I don't want everything. So fatigue, sometimes that can be fatty liver. There's 76 hits there. I think it's under S for sleep, not really insomnia. Sleep. Okay, I've got those two marked, but I'm going to go back and reorganize this. I don't want this medication stuff. I'm not on page one. So, that's not page one either. Oh, it's upside down, sorry. I want to look at hits. So we're going to hit PTSD, Superbrain, maybe maintenance and repair. And I don't know how many you can do at once. I'm doing like five. And here's the beauty of it. So this is a predictive area. It's a really early area going on. This is now. You got a lot of low stuff here. All this is explained in the tutorials. Now, we've got these fatigue and fatty liver and all these. So I'm just going to put in the word insomnia. If I spell it right. And it'll tell me that it's in these two templates. And it'll say melatonin is your highest high. And that makes people fatigued and sleepy. And you've got a GABA receptor that is low. So neurotransmitters are not doing well. Relevance of 23-23. So for the PTSD and Superbrain, it says that we need to somehow support your GABA activator. Boy, I don't know where you can get GABA. I don't even know if you can buy it. I don't know if you'd have to go to a practitioner.
So, you can buy GABA online. There's actually a tablet made by Source Natural that's called GABACOM, which you can just use orally, which is nice because it goes right into the brain from sublingual absorption into the brain. And it's used as a soothing substance. It's not particularly expensive. You can also buy it as a bulk powder, but you want to kind of spread out the dose. Don't want to try a bunch at once.
Good thing you know this stuff, Richard. Melatonin is sort of the opposite of serotonin that we saw that was low. And it's the highest high. So we need to balance those two. Fatigue was another one. So we have the information in fatigue fundamentals. 43 is really a high variance. Lowest low, vitamin E deficiency may equal fatigue. You can buy that at your health food store also. Melatonin again. Folic acid is high. Deficiency may equal fatigue. Now, one of the things that you can do is go down to our sound health options, and I said downloads and radiation. So if we go down to the bottom where this information is, here's how to download your Audacity. Here's the booklet that tells you how to do all this. And this green sheet, it is a vitamin. So we're going to go to folate, folic acid. It's too high. The body's not using it. And it's water soluble. So that means it doesn't have its component parts. Vitamin B12 and C, B6, converts to homocysteine, to non-harmful amino acid. Therefore, the low levels of these three vitamins, the higher the homocysteine, and high homocysteine can cause stroke, blood clotting. So you want to get that folic acid, and you can buy folic acid complete that has everything in it. Chlamydia pneumoniae, this is a type of chlamydia that attacks the heart sac, and it makes you very tired. It puts pressure on the heart. Athletes, several of them in the past years, have just died running up and down the floors because they had chlamydia pneumoniae, and they die. I don't know if this is the one that causes tooth plaque. No, that has to do with calcium. So that's not it. It says ginseng might help because it's low. But just looking at this, you certainly need vitamin E, folic acid. We didn't look at all of your vitamins. We just looked at fatigue, but we certainly can go say, let's look at vitamins and see how many of those came up. So you can cross-reference these. Vitamin E, folic acid, well, a lot of them aren't open. Let me open the rest of them. Vitamin E is a low, low as well as a low. Folic acid, vitamin E, folic. Pantothene, this is a cofactor for B5. And when it's low, whoa, your whole Krebs cycle gets in stress because pantothene is a precursor to B5, and B5 is a precursor to coenzyme A. Right there is your kink. I'm opening a map over here. This is the mapping methylation. Methylation worksheet. I don't know if this can all fit on it. I wonder if I can make this smaller. This is the Krebs cycle. This is the energy cycle of the cell. Once that energy is created, it goes into detox, it goes into create energy, it goes into keep your DNA, and to deal with your incoming resources. This is all in that methylation mapping program. And if you only have one program, this is the one to have. But right here, this coenzyme A, this is where that B5 and pantothene comes in. And you see pyruvate's first and then this coenzyme A. And if you don't have that pantothene, you're not going to use this coenzyme A that creates energy in the cell. Can you see how this is a sleuthing class? How this can be used to look at predictive medicine for somebody? And we can go look at vitamin A and everything that vitamin A does. Very quickly here, the people who created this portal are geniuses. They've got all of this together, and they're making it better every day. And it'll probably give you dietary sources for this. Functions, deficiencies, they are dietary sources. This is where you can get your vitamin E. But go back. If it's low, it may just be low because you don't have it in there. But it may be low because it doesn't have, it'd be high if it didn't have its component parts. So you need to look at low and high at the same time for each one of these. We have created on the Sound Health Portal something called a pastel folder, and that's only pastel because we got the folders cheap at the Big Lots or something. And inside, this is all of the paperwork that you will need to set up for your client. So this green sheet's in there, a cover sheet's in there, how to interpret all these charts are in there. We try to make this very, very easy for you to set up your own business. And in this case, you can do pre-vaccination risk factors. And remember, this is gathering data for everybody in your community. It's a win-win-win situation. We get the data, your client gets served, and you'll probably charge them some money for doing this for them. And if not, they'll love you anyway because you did something good for your community. We want to provide tools and solutions. in support of self-health, because the government sure is not on our side, particularly the CDC, Obamacare. There's two or three things I like about Obamacare, and the rest of it is money creation for somebody's pocket that doesn't deserve it. Wow. Any last thoughts, Richard? Thank you, Reed, for volunteering.
I have one more question, Sherry. I was just curious about your experience with supplementing like neurotransmitters with frequency, how effective that is.
Well, it depends if you find the right frequency. It's just not a straight frequency. There's 21 different ways to give people the same frequency. That's what our five-day course is. Which level does the person need it? And we can go back and look at your chart and see which level you need this. Is it electrical? Is it biochemical? Is it structural? So it depends on how good your practitioner is at finding the right layer or level of what you need. Good question.
Thank you.
Richard, you started to have a ending thought here.
My ending thought is I think the ultimate form of healthcare is learning how to do this and taking care of ourselves, but whether it's Trump Care or the American Health Care Act, or by the time it all gets figured out, you could be really sick. The best thing we can do is begin to really take care of ourselves while they slug it out to see who can make the most money out of us.
I love that. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. Self-health until they quit trying to slug it out. Send that to me because you said it much more eloquently than I can.
Okay.
But that's an awesome thought.
All right, everybody. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you on Sunday with an amazing story about, wow, surviving in jail.
Hey, I want to say one last thing. For those of you who joined late, and there are a lot of people jumping in here late, we will have this video up shortly on our site under Direction for Truth. I will put it right here under Video WebEx, and this is where you could have joined. Now I'll put the video up there. And remember, as soon as you get off the line, get to your Twitter, your Facebook, anything, and tell people soundhealthportal.com. They can have their kid evaluated for what's going on. Let's spread the word. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. Always an adventure watching you get into the portal. Very exciting. I love the portal. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Peter.